This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of September 2024. Essence, sweet children, to follow Srimat constantly is to make elevated effort. When you follow Srimat, the lamps of you souls are ignited. Question: who can make full effort? What is the highest effort? Answer: only those whose attention, that is, whose intellects are connected in yoga to the One, can make full effort. The highest effort of all is to surrender yourself to the Father fully. The Father very much loves the children who surrender themselves to Him. Question: what advice does the Unlimited Father give you to celebrate the true Diwali? Answer: children, imbibe unlimited purity. When you become pure in an unlimited way here, when you make the highest effort, you will then be able to go to the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. That is, you will be able to celebrate the true Diwali, which is the coronation day. Om Shanti. What are you children doing while sitting here? While walking and moving around, and whilst sitting here, the sins of many births that you have on your heads are being absolved by your remaining on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The soul knows that the more the soul remembers the Father, the more the sins are cut away. The Father has explained to you very well, although you are all sitting here, only those who follow Srimat would like the advice that the Father gives. You receive advice from the Unlimited Father to become pure in an unlimited way. You have to come here to become pure in an unlimited way, and you will become that with the pilgrimage of remembrance. Some are not able to have any remembrance at all. Some understand that they are cutting away their sins with the pilgrimage of remembrance. That is, they are benefiting themselves. People outside do not know these things. Only you have found the Father. You stay with the Father. You know that you have now become the children of God, whereas previously you were devilish children. You now keep the company of the children of God. It is sung, good company takes you across, and bad company drowns you. You children repeatedly forget that you are godly children, and that you should therefore only follow God's directions and not your own dictates. Dictates of the mind are said to be human dictates. Human dictates can only be devilish. The children who want to benefit themselves continue to remember the Father very well in order to become Satipratthana. Those who are Satipratthana are praised. You know that you truly do become the masters of the land of happiness, number-wise. The more you follow Srimat, the higher status you claim, whereas the more you follow your own dictates, accordingly your status will be destroyed. You continue to receive the Father's directions for your own benefit. The Father has explained that this is also effort. To the extent that you remember the Father, so your sins are cut away. Without staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you won't be able to become pure. Whilst walking and moving around, just have this one concern. You children have been receiving these teachings for many years, and yet you understand that you are very far away. You are unable to remember the Father that much. It will take a lot of time to become Satipatthana, so if in the middle of that you shed your body, your status will be low for cycle after cycle. You now belong to God, and so you should make effort to claim your full inheritance from Him. Your intellect should remain in only one direction. You now receive Srimat. He is God the highest on high. If you don't follow His directions, you will be deceived a great deal. Only you yourselves and Shiv Baba know whether you follow them or not. It is Shiv Baba who inspires you to make effort. All bodily beings make effort. This one is also a bodily being, and Shiv Baba is inspiring him to make effort. It is you children who have to make effort. The main thing is to make impure ones pure. In the world there are many who are pure. Sannyasis too remain pure, but they only become pure for one birth. There are many who have been celibate from birth in this life, but they cannot help the world with purity. Help can only be given when you become pure according to Srimat and also make the world pure. You are now receiving Srimat. For birth after birth you have been following devilish dictates. You now know that the land of happiness is being established. The more effort we make according to Srimat, the higher the status we will claim. These are not the directions of Brahma. He is an effort maker. Their efforts were definitely very high. That was how they became Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, you children have to follow his directions. You have to follow Srimat, and not the dictates of your own mind. You have to ignite the lights of souls. Diwali is now coming. But there is no Diwali in the Golden Age. There is just the coronation there. Souls will have become Satipatthana. The Dipmala that is celebrated now is false. They ignite lamps outside. But the lamps would be ignited there in every home. That is, every soul there is Satipatthana. The poured oil of knowledge lasts for 21 births. Then the lights gradually diminish, until now, when the lights of the whole world are extinguished. In this too, it is Bharat in particular, and the whole world in general. All are now sinful souls. It is the time of settlement for everyone. Everyone has to settle their karmic accounts. You children now have to make effort to claim the highest on high status. You will only claim that by following Srimat. In the kingdom of Ravan, Shiv Baba has been disobeyed a lot. If even now you don't obey his orders, you will be deceived a great deal. You have called out to him to come and make you pure. So now, in order to benefit yourselves, you have to follow Shiv Baba's Srimat. Otherwise, there will be a great loss. You sweetest children also know that you cannot become completely pure without having remembrance of Shiv Baba. You have been here for so many years, but in spite of that, why are you unable to imbibe this knowledge? This knowledge can only be contained in a golden vessel. Some new children become very serviceable. Look how much difference there is. There are older children who don't stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance as much as the newer ones do. Many very good beloved children of Shiv Baba come and do so much service. It is as though those souls have surrendered themselves to Shiv Baba. By surrendering themselves, they then also do a lot of service. They are so sweet and loving. They are helping the Father by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father says, "Remember me, and you will become pure. You called out to me to come and purify you." Therefore, the Father says, "Now continue to remember me. You have to renounce all bodily relations. Even your friends and relatives should not be remembered. No one except the One Father. Only then will you be able to claim a high status. If you don't have remembrance, you won't be able to claim a high status. Bapdada can understand this. You children also understand." New ones who come realize that they are improving day by day. It is only by following Srimat that you are reformed. By making effort, you conquer anger. You will gradually gain victory. The Father also explains, continue to remove the defects. Anger is very bad. It burns you inside, and it also burns others. It has to be removed. When you children don't follow the Father's Srimat, your status is lowered, and a loss is incurred for birth after birth, cycle after cycle. You children know that those studies are physical, whereas this is a spiritual study that the spiritual Father is teaching you. Care has to be taken in every way. No vicious beings can come here to Madhuban. If at times of illness your friends and relatives who indulge in vice come, that isn't good either. We would not like that, because those friends and relatives would be remembered in the final moments. You would then not be able to claim a high status. The Father continues to inspire you to make effort. No one should be remembered. It should not be that because you are ill, you expect your friends and relatives to come and visit you. No, it is not the system to invite them. It is only by following the systems that you receive salvation. Otherwise, you cause yourselves a loss unnecessarily. However, those with Tamopratan intellects do not understand this. God advises them, and they still do not reform themselves. You have to move along here with great caution. This is the holiest of holy places. Impure ones cannot stay here. If you remember your friends and relatives, then at the time of dying, they would definitely be remembered. By becoming body conscious, you only cause yourself a loss. And this also becomes a cause of punishment. By not following Srimat, you are not able to do service for there is great degradation. No matter how much you beat your heads, you cannot be able to do service. If you are disobedient, you will become those with stone intellects. Instead of climbing up, you fall. The father would say, you children should become obedient. Otherwise, your status will be destroyed. A physical father has 4 to 5 children, but in that too, he has love for those who are obedient. Those who are not obedient would only cause sorrow. You children have now found 2 great fathers. You must not disobey them. If you are disobedient, you receive a very low status for birth after birth and cycle after cycle. Make such effort that only one Shiv Baba is remembered at the end. Baba says, I can know what effort each one of you is making. Some of you have very little remembrance. Others simply continue to remember their friends and relatives. They cannot remain that happy or claim a high status. For you, it is the day of the Satguru every day. Children are admitted into college on a Thursday, the day of Jupiter. That is physical knowledge, whereas this knowledge is spiritual. You know that Shiv Baba is our father, teacher and Satguru, and so you should follow his directions, for only then will you be able to claim a high status. Those who are effort makers have so much happiness inside them, don't even ask. If you have happiness, you make effort to make others happy. Look how much effort some daughters continue to make day and night, because this knowledge is wonderful. Baba has mercy, because some children cause themselves so much loss by not understanding. They become body conscious and are very jealous inside. People in anger become as red as copper. Anger burns human beings and lust makes them ugly. They don't burn as much through attachment or greed, they burn with anger. Many have an evil spirit of anger, they fight so much. By fighting, they only cause themselves a loss. They disobey both the incorporeal and the corporeal. Baba understands that they are unworthy. If you make effort, you will claim a high status. So for your own benefit, you have to forget all your relationships. Do not remember anyone except for the one father. Whilst living at home and seeing your relatives, only remember Shiv Baba. You are now at the confluence age. Now remember your new home, the land of peace. This is an unlimited education. The father gives you teachings, and there is benefit for you children in these. Some children cause themselves harm unnecessarily with their unlawful behaviour. You are making effort to claim the sovereignty of the world, but Maya the cat cuts off your ears. You have taken birth, and you say that you will claim that status. But Maya the cat doesn't allow you to claim it, and so your status is destroyed. Maya attacks you very forcefully. You come here to claim the kingdom, but Maya harasses you. The father feels mercy and feels that it would be good if the poor children were able to claim a high status. that they should not become those who defame me. Those who defame the Satguru cannot claim a high status. Whose defamation is it? That of Shiv Baba. Let your behaviour not be such that the father is defamed. There is no question of arrogance in this. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. For your own benefit, forget all bodily relations. Do not have love for them. Only follow God's directions and not your own. Protect yourself from bad company and stay in the company of God. 2. Anger is very bad. It burns oneself. Do not be disobedient under the influence of anger. Remain happy and make effort to make everyone else happy. Blessing. May you turn, that is, transform yourself as a return of love and become fully perfect and equal to the Father. A sign of love is that you cannot bear to see any weakness in someone else you love, and you would consider the mistake of someone you love to be your mistake. When the father hears anything about the children, he feels that it applies to him. The father wishes to see the children become equal to himself, full and perfect. In return for this love, you have to turn, transform yourself. Devotees are ready to cut off their heads and place them in front of him. But you do not have to cut off your head, but cut off the head of Ravan. Slogan. To do the service of creating a powerful atmosphere with your spiritual vibrations is the most elevated service. Om Shanti.